Because attitude and habit, we say this one. This one likes your lifestyle because it's habitual. It's the same routine. It is the boss coming in with big questions. I want to know what's the use of the universe first. I want to know the age of God before everything. Shouldn't I? I want to know big questions because our agenda is very important. Do not bring in any changes. Say, let go of that. And in the middle of that paragraph, again he said, and again I'm going here and there because I don't know how to say all of this. Because it's getting late, and this fellow, tomorrow fellow, could kill all the time. Therefore, stop this tomorrow. How? Do you remember? I said, there is a rope hanged in the world. Do you remember? He said, you're the beautiful one. The beauty is serving everything. Beauty is... And you're the Joseph. He said, patient. Because look at the guy who is telling tomorrow. That fellow in you is always in rush, isn't it? Time shortage is the agenda of intelligence, because there are plans, there are this and that, all the temptations. Is it? Listen, let's come back to the subject we're talking about. We're talking about you. And when we look at you, we'll see a cone of dust. A little intelligence will tell you that somebody is riding, somebody is making this dust. Somebody is making this fuss of life that you have a big complicated story to tell about it and all that. It starts with a very simple stuff. And that's your soul. That's your spirit. Think about that one. Look at that one. This fellow. This fellow who calls for tomorrow is always looking at what? Looking at what you could have. The appetite, the animal needs, all of that. You have another kind of feeling, some other senses. Within these two different senses, choose the one that takes you a little bit higher. Because this fellow who says tomorrow, if it's a very real emergency stuff, will not say tomorrow. We'll shout that this is emergency, this is the time we have to rush. Tomorrow is kept as an excuse for something else. Is it? Listen, all I'm talking about, all of this that I combine this story and that story and that story, is the picture of a silly human being. Imagine a filthy fellow, the water is calling. The filthy fellow come in and wash his hands and say, oh, I hesitate, I'm filthy, you're clean. The water will say, if you don't wash yourself, you will remain filthy. Come in. But you don't have time for it. You postpone it for tomorrow. Why? Because you believe this, that will tell you that your life depends on what you have. Let me tell you a secret. When not having is what you have, when not wanting is what you want, then you're saved. As soon as you stop this wanting, you will have another kind of life, which is eternal life. Because you have two lives. One is quite limited. You don't like that limitation, but it's there. You want to expand it to what? 200, 300 years, whatever. It's limited. There is a period of time that I is here. But what about we? Compared to this, we is here eternally. We don't know when it has started. Do you? Do you remember when we started to talk? To understand? To understand the joke? To understand the tragedy? To watch a theater? All of this is eternal because it is being conscious about beauty and self. And when we say self, this self is not the ego. Because when I refer to that, I refer the eternal flame which is in me. The name was the breath. We all start our story with the breath. We say, the breath of Creator is in me. Therefore, I'm a part with the essence of goodness. It's in me. If I polish the rest and bring it out, that beauty counts and it's eternal. You know what? My suggestion is this. If you have tried one technique several times and you believe in it and it failed, what do you do? Aren't you ready to try the opposite way? Just once. He said, look at your intelligence and you have tried it enough, I believe. And the outcome? Us? Look at us. We appreciate the craziness. We call the best lover ever crazy fellow, Majnun. Because it's Junun. It's exactly opposite of intelligence. Intelligence is my tool to take what I want from environment. Am I right with that? That's what the intelligence is. To get what I want. This is just the opposite. To give the best to others. This is the difference. This is the craziness. And let me tell you, all the intelligent fellow, they believe in intelligence and logic and they are the same. The crazy people, each of them is exceptionally crazy and they don't look alike. But the essence of craziness is there. Because they know there is something beyond the logic. Because they understand creation goes beyond a silly happening just like that. Because they believe that the process we are looking at, remember the difference between our techniques and the technique of Rumi's time. Even then he will say, the process we're looking at is a living process. Is a process that will give birth to the new stuff and it's going on like that. In this process, there are different rings of craziness because it was built in. Let's talk about that craziness. That craziness is what? I believe we talked about it earlier. Which one of you remember? We started with it. We started with a king who falls in love with the handmaiden. And Oedo said, because the handmaiden knows all the rules. Intelligence knows the rules, but there are exceptions. And happiness is within the exception. Do you remember that? Now we call that exception in logical acting of a human being craziness. We're talking about the exception. So this exception is something, is a gift. This is what the base of all mysticism is. And in this we arrive to the point that he wanted me to repeat it. It started like this. He said, first of all, when we are talking the stories, please remember, I added the please, Rumi will not say please, but I will say please remember, when we say the wolf are the enemies of Joseph, what are we talking about? Please, do not think that I'm really talking about an animal, fairy animal, like dog, which is called wolf. That's not what I mean. And Joseph is not a boy. Whatever we talk here, this language is symbolic. Therefore, remember that hundreds of thousands of wolves have not this cunning. This wolf will at least be put to shame. Means what? Means when I'm talking about wolf, you think that I'm making a story like we're doing it for babies to scare you? When I'm talking about wolf, I'm reducing all the problems that are there to a little symbol to give you a hint. It's 100,000 times stronger, this stuff I'm talking about. I'm talking about internal wolf. I'm talking about me being my main enemy. Because that's what it is. I have an ego which is my enemy. I call it enemy because I don't want to like it my challenge. It is my challenge. It's in me. Is as strong as me, as knowledgeable as me, and knows all the secrets of me, except some silly stuff I do, and it doesn't understand. This is the relation between me and me. One of me is me, real me, I think that's me. The other one is my ego. My real physical existence, my animal part. We go hand in hand because we are bonded together. And I remember when this bondage took place, there was a goal for it. Do you remember? What was the goal of binding these two stuff? Once upon a time, God was sitting and maybe was bored somehow and looked at the universe and saw that in the universe everything is there except good and bad. There is no good and bad. Everything is there. And with good and bad, we don't mean simple good and bad. The words are different. Remember, khayr and shar, which are a little bit different. We'll come to that later. Anyhow, he wanted to make that happen. He sent some angels to bring some earth from this planet. You will hear that story later. So, this is how it happened. We arrived, good and bad arrived with us. That's what it is. Before us, there was not that good. Why? Anyone? You should know. It didn't exist because there was no freedom of choice. Everything, khayr is from ikhtiyar. And ikhtiyar means choosing, which is not. To me, it's silly to translate it. Oh, literally, yes, they say it is, but ikhtiyar is not choosing. Ikhtiyar is finding the essence of the goodness. finding it